We got started on the road about 1 o'clock this morning. His flight was a little bit late, and his baggage was even later. But we were able to pull in our driveway about 3:15, which is 7:15, his time. So he had a long day, an even longer night. But he's ready to preach. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Brother Crowder has been in Bethel a few times. He preached in the Southeast churches a few weeks ago, and we thought it's only fair that he come to the best part of the state at least one time and preach for us here. Praise God. But his family serves God. His son is gifted in music. Both sons are. Both sons are gifted in music, so I don't know if he's going to sing for us tonight or what, but I'm looking forward to the Word of God, aren't you? Amen. Thank the Lord. Stand with me now, and let's bring Brother Crowder to this pulpit. Turn him loose in the name of Jesus Christ, and let him preach the Word of the Lord.
Praise God. The microphone
yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't hear myself yet, but I'm supposed it's coming in. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you reach around and just share some germs with somebody right now?
Praise the Lord. Captain, see if it's, there you go. You're on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Good to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for having us in Jesus' name. Amen. I have to be careful about talking about the best part of the state. I don't want to start a fight. You know. Hallelujah. I'm here today, gone tomorrow. Jesus, and I want to be lasting. Amen. But beyond the mar, beyond that, so Jesus' name. Appreciate being here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the hospitality. Amen. Thanks for coming out tonight. Amen. I just thought of this while I was sitting there. We've got some of these on the desk there. And how many have about five friends that the Lord is putting on your heart even right now, as I mentioned it? Five friends that don't know God. Would you lift up your hand right now? Amen. Lift it up high now. Just hold your hand up high. Because we're gonna pray over them. We're gonna pray over these. And you're gonna come and get five of these and make sure they get them in your hand. Now, no fair having butter on them and peanut butter and, you know, bacon grease and all that. Praise the Lord. Make sure you wash your hands real good. Hallelujah. Maybe spray a little Brut on it, or, you know, if you got beautiful, you know, the ladies know what that is. Put a little of that on there if you send it to a lady. Come on, smile. Let me see some teeth now. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be wonderful that, I mean, how many know these are the last days? Is that right? How many know that, amen, the only way to get there is to be born again,
yes.
Right? Praise the Lord. So would you lift up your hands right now? Put everything out of your hands. Lift up both your hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare, oh God, your power. We declare your glory. God, the name of Jesus, we declare it over the souls in Jesus' name. God, that's a lot of people, Lord God. Five, oh God, for each one of these that have their hands lifted, their hearts opened. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you died for me. But thank you, Lord God, you died for the whole world. Thank you, Lord, that you've died for people that we pass by tonight. In the name of Jesus, bring down the strongholds right now. Bring down, oh God, the mindsets that hold back the move of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, let me see them with, oh God, your eye. Let me see them, hear them with your ear. Let me feel them, oh God, after your own heart. I pray right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah.
Not working.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Would you lift up your hands one more time in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah, God. Come on, let's reach out to him in the name of the Lord. Yalla babaya. Hallelujah, God. Yadarabo samba katarama. In the name of Jesus. Yadarababaya, ladarabaya. Hallelujah. Pastor and I are just going to lay hands on these right here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you feel to, come and put your hands on these. Amen. Speak the name of Jesus over them and take five of them with you. Feel free to step down this aisle. Lay your hands on these right now. God, thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that's going to go with these. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that walls are being torn down right now amongst families. In the name of Jesus, in neighborhoods. Thank you, Lord God, for setting angels on assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, to give flight to these prayers. In the name of the Lord, we thank you in advance for souls that have no idea. Oh God, but in the name of Jesus, that they're drawn to these services. And we give you praise, Lord. Oh God, in the day under hallelujah, God. Come on quickly. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Come quickly. They're going quickly. In the name of the Lord. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come with praise. Leave with praise. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. When they're your friends, when they're your connections, hallelujah, there's an automatic connection to the church. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Just, yes, in the name of the Lord, whatever you're comfortable with. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. When you get back to your seat, hold them up and say, God is working right now. God is working right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give him some extra praise in the name of the Lord. Amen. Shake a high heel shoe. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Just wave a little bit more than what you normally wave. Come on, somebody holler a little bit. Let the heavens ring. Let the trees ring. Come on. Let the mountains break forth before him into singing. Let all the trees clap their hands. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Father, you hear these prayers. I thank you, Lord. You hear these prayers. Thank you, Jesus. God, we're declaring walls coming down. We're declare it right now. Walls coming down. I speak of fearlessness among your people, of fearlessness among your people, of boldness to be released right now, of boldness to be released to every man, every woman. That's right, lady, go ahead and give it some dance. Hallelujah, God. Iadorable Sandakata. Hallelujah, God. Come on, somebody. Not one word about the past. Come on. In the name of Jesus, God's going to do it. I say, God's going to do it. Somebody start declaring it in the name of Jesus. Come on, give him another 45 seconds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Come on, somebody give him one more hairpin right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Come on, some Pentecostal young person wouldn't be as lonely in school because one of the friends are going to come, at least in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to somebody, give them a high five. Don't worry, it's already been de-COVIDed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wish I had gotten to y'all with the secret formula before all y'all got sick. Now that you're full of antibodies, we can be anti-devil and not be afraid about it. Gotta be careful about that anti stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Give somebody a high five and tell them it's working right now. Come on, do. Some of y'all need some high five lessons. been given air elbows too long. Praise God. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord in Jesus' name. It really is. Thank you, Jesus. If you could just see from the heavens, amen, places like this, you'd see how much of a hot spot it is. It's very important that we see things from the eagle's nest and not from the chicken yard. It really is. Think about it. All your problems, all the distance, all the trees, all the, amen, they want to speak chicken yard to you. Amen. When the Bible says we're kings and priests on the earth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Poke your neighbor and say, so give me a smile. Amen. They didn't get it. Amen. Poke them again and say, show me some cheeks. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to see at least two or three teeth in there somewhere. Man. Matthew 13th chapter in the fourth verse. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure. Someone say treasure. Hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath. Would you say that with me? Selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. and selleth all that he hath. Thank you, Jesus. I want to preach to you from this subject. There's a treasure in your field. There's a treasure in your field. Would you lay down your Bibles and lift up your hands one more time? Father, in the name of Jesus. See, I got that up. God, in the name of Jesus, I need your presence, Lord. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, that supernaturally that you to let these praises and let this word, oh God, just ring through these heels. Let's let it ring up and down the rivers. This was not our idea, Lord. Saving men and women and children is your idea, Lord God. We need your help. You can cause the steps of four lepers, oh God, to ring in the Assyrian camp in the name of Jesus and send them to flight. God, the name of Jesus. I don't want to be used to yesterday. God, I want, oh God, you to show yourself. It's your field. It's you that determines the measure. It's you that determines the value. God, I've never been able to value it right. I've never been able to see it like you see it. Oh, God, open our eyes, I pray. Right now, I command blindness to go. I command sight to come. In the name of Jesus, raise us up to the eagle's nest. Right now, God, not later, now, in the name of Jesus, let the glory of the Lord arise in the name of Jesus. I declare strongholds be brought down. I command blindness to go. I command physical blindness to go. I command eyes to come back to 2020 in the name of Jesus. I declare the mounting up of wings of eagles. I declare running and not being weary. I declare walking and not fainting in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's have some young men dream some dreams again. Come on. Lift up your hands, some young men, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I'll say it one more time. Come on, some young men, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Somebody take the hand of a young man in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand in the name of Jesus. Try two hands. Come on, lift up both of them. You don't want that blessing sliding out in Jesus' name. Oh, God. We declare your name, oh God, to every ruling entity, oh God, over this region, in the name of Jesus. I bind every tribal spirit in the name of Jesus. Loose the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Somebody rejoice. Don't get mad. Come on, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. There is no name like the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, declare the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, declare the name of Jesus. Come on. I command all the hesitation to go in the name of Jesus. Come on. My request is right on top of the book. It's in the book. Come on, somebody. If it's a name, there's a name which is above every name, that every name of Jesus should. Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. You can be seated. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. Tell your neighbors to get your Geritol out. Get ready to jump back up. Y'all look at me like, what did you say? Geritol. No, I know all you gray hairs know what Geritol is. Okay, I know you won't admit it, but okay, Gatorade then. Everybody know what that is? Turn to your neighbor and say, get your Gatorade out. Get ready to jump back up. Y'all so funny. Hallelujah. He only explained, amen. He only explained this parable. Amen. He only explained the parable of the tares, amen, to the disciples, not to the multitude. Not to the multitude. Amen. He also explained three other parables to the disciples, and one of these was the one I'm talking about tonight. Amen. The parable of the treasure. Parable of the treasure. Amen. Parable of the treasure, amen, along with the parable of the pearl of great price. And then, of course, the parable of the net. Amen. He only talked to the disciples about this. That's the disciples, that means the followers of Christ. Because he was never one to cast his pearls before swine. It's not that people and the multitude of swine. It's just that there's some things in the kingdom of God. There's some things in the kingdom of God that you will never know unless you develop an appetite. Yes. Amen. Amen. That the kingdom of God is special to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I hope you hear me. There's some things that are never understood unless they become precious to you. If they're expendable, amen, that understanding is probably going to pass you by like water does an island in the middle of the Mississippi River. Amen. Or should I say the Moose River? Praise the Lord. I was paying attention. Amen. Amen. There are some things you'll never see from God unless your heart and life exhibits a certain level of commitment. Hallelujah. Commitment as he designed it. Commitment and dedication. Oh, praise the Lord. As he designed it. See, the truth of the matter is there's not one person in this place that isn't owned by him. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 25, verse 14, it says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Hallelujah. And he will sue them his covenant. Oh, hallelujah. Think about that now. Is there any wonder in that from the hell phone to the hellavision, amen, to this world, amen, that all it's about is breaking down the fear of the Lord. You're not careful. You have folks come up in here, you know, counting the bumps on the ceiling. Amen. I'm not, you know, beautiful decor. Amen. Nice cedar. I think the cedar wood siding. Amen. But that's not the church. We got to get out of the idea of coming to church, because it's never been that. That's a Catholic idea. Amen. This is the church coming to the building. No, did you get that? Oh, praise the Lord. I said, it's the church coming to the building. Oh, praise the Lord. So when you realize who you are, when you look to the left and look to the right, amen, and mom and dad ain't there, you ain't cussing out that person. Oops. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You still have a right attitude even when you have to pay your mortgage. Or IRS. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the secret of the Lord is to them that fear him. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, amen, there's certain things that are revealed. Hallelujah. When there's the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's, amen. So Proverbs 1:7 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hallelujah. When you can realize you don't have to feel on the outside here. You can be on the inside. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you can be on the inside. Well, you don't understand what my home is like, Brother Crowder. You don't understand what I'm going through. I don't have to understand the longitude or latitude because God knows where you are. Oh, praise the Lord. He knew if he could know where one man is, a man in his mother's womb before he is born, oh, praise the Lord, and choose him and designate him. Oh, praise the Lord. It's only the television that tells you that you're not worth nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can jump up in here. Hallelujah. Nobody's got to slap you on the back. Come on, somebody. Nobody's got to smile at you. You can get up in here and dance and praise God because you realize I am chosen of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, one of somebody stand up and remind the devil, oh, praise the Lord, I'm not who you say I am. Come on, somebody, just close your eyes. If your neighbor don't want to do nothing, that's all right. You can do something. Lift up your voice and give God some praise in the name of Jesus because it's his secret, not their secret. Oh, hallelujah. It's his kingdom, not nobody else's. We are here by privilege. Somebody lift up their voice in the name of the Lord. Oh, come on, let's go one more time. God, if you're going to reveal anything, I want you to reveal it for me. God, in the name of Jesus, I come to position myself. If there's a parable that's going to be told, I don't want to miss it. Oh, praise the Lord. I say if there's something that's going to be said, oh, praise the Lord, don't pass me by. Put me right in the fast lane. Come on, somebody talk in tongues a little bit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, sis, no time for complaining. Get your hands up. Get your mouth open. Come on, son, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let that burden lie to you and tell you you need another psychiatrist appointment. Amen. Your psychiatrist needs a psychiatrist. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. God's not done revealing yet. God's not done sharing information yet. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to get a hold of it before 1,000 people start showing up. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't have to worry about the 1,000 member choir. I can get mine now. Oh, somebody close their eyes and lift up their hands in the name of the Lord. Woo, Shandakata. Come on, smile. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your head. Spread out those crow's feet. Smile before him in the name of the Lord. You're privileged in the presence of God. You don't know what I'm going through, Brother Crowder. I don't have to. He knows what you're going through. Let him reveal some joy. Let him reveal some peace. Let him feel it. Come on, why don't you get your shout back, young man? Come on, in the name of Jesus. When Jesus gets to be parable revealing, I want to be in his story group. I want to be sitting there at his feet. Come on, in the name of the Lord. He said treasure. Oh, praise the Lord. I didn't say garage sale. I said treasure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sit down. Amen. Get another swig of Geritol. Get ready to jump back up. Amen. See, the field, amen, there's a treasure that's hidden in the field. How many know that the gospel is a treasure? Oh, yes, it is. Think about it now. The gospel is a treasure. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We've not always treated it as a treasure. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. The world thinks it's treasure just because you take it and put it in a museum and look at it. That's not the way it works in the kingdom. If your treasure is in a museum, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Then that's not treasure. That's worldly, but it ain't treasure. Amen. You need to get your, poke your neighbor and say, you need to get your treasure out and start feeling on it. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God, amen. We're going to have a mass healing right now. God, heal all that laryngitis in Jesus' name. Now turn around to your neighbor and say, get your treasure out of your museum and start feeling on it. Start touching on it. Come on, somebody. Just don't smile at me. I already know you had cheeks. Come on. Hallelujah. Tap somebody on the shoulder and say, come on, get your treasure out. Oh, praise the Lord. See, the gospel is a treasure, and it's hid in the field. Oh, praise the Lord. Hid in the field. The gospel is visible, yet is hidden in plain sight. Come on now. Oh, praise the Lord. It's not locked down in Fort Knox. It's not locked down in the basement under the White House. Come on, friend of mine. I wish it was. Praise the Lord. Go unlock it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in plain sight. They just don't see it. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. So what that is saying is that, amen, where those, he's talking about those that have seen it, those that have heard it, amen, and they treat it like a napkin that you blow your nose on. Hallelujah. He says the only reason they can do that is because the devil, who is the god of this world, notice he calls him a god, amen, god of this world, have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ, amen, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That ought to put some emphasis in somebody's heart. The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, somebody. Casting down imaginations and every high thing. Oh, praise the Lord. We declare that prayer is empowered right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Is there some resistance tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, that God of this world is subject to my God, who's the God of the whole universe. His name is Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise God like they believe that if I call, he will answer. If I praise, he will show up. If I fast, he will last. In the name of the Lord, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we declare that eyes are coming open to friends, to associates, even to enemies. Oh, praise the Lord, the eyes are opening up. Somebody praise him like they believe that. Hallelujah, God. Father, right now, the gospel in Jesus' name that's been hidden in plain sight, we declare eyes coming open. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, there's something there, but they just haven't found its value yet. Haven't found its value yet. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. There it was, just sitting, just waiting in the middle of the field. It wasn't no Scott's lawn. Hallelujah. I know that's Arizona. Yeah, we got to figure out a way. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was a weed patch. Okay, now I connect it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all don't put no lawnmower on your lawn. Praise the Lord. Amen. You put a goat out there and hope a moose comes along and eats some of it. Come on. No, I know. I got to be careful. I'm from Indiana. You run me out of here. I'm over. Amen. Hallelujah. You run the Russians out of here for $7 million. I guess you can run me out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But hey, you got a trespasser. Oh, come on. A trespasser discovered the treasure. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, don't look at me like that. Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't get the gospel because of your good looks. Hallelujah. You got good looks, but then you didn't get the gospel for it. Hallelujah. You were just stumbling through a field. Oh, hallelujah. Stumbling through a field. Come on, let me just go a little further. Hallelujah. He was a man that was, amen, let's describe the story. Put a little meat on this bones. He was a man that was walking through a field. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And he discovered, amen, a treasure in a field. Oh, hallelujah. I've already been notified, friend of mine, in COVID, you just didn't approach somebody, amen, at their front door when it said no trespassing. Amen. This might as well be Kentucky or Tennessee. Amen. You'd be full of buckshot and holes and all that, 30-odd six, maybe an AR-15. Praise the Lord. Ain't nobody got no respect for nothing. Hallelujah. That's right. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, what I'm saying is this man is trespassing through a field. Hallelujah. It's not a plow field. It's not a cut field. He's just walking through somebody else's field. Hallelujah. See, he was a trespasser when he found his treasure. He was a trespasser. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Didn't care about anybody here ever. Don't even move your head. Amen. Anybody in this place, you didn't care about the consequences. You got so low, you couldn't cry no more. Amen. You got so low. Amen. Some of you might be there right now. You just pasted across your face. But on the inside, amen, something says, amen, something's got to happen tonight because, hallelujah, this low can't go much lower. Amen. Come on, friend of mine, when you're on a mountaintop, you can talk trash, but when you're a trespasser walking through somebody else's field, oh, praise the Lord, you don't care who sees you. Amen. You say, come on, policeman, shoot me. Amen. Put me out of my misery. That's the kind of a man that was walking through the field. Oh, praise the Lord. I know you're looking good tonight, but that's how some of us found God. Oh, praise the Lord. We had to come to the place to admit we were a trespasser. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Don't lose that now. He had the look of a trespasser, the attitude of a trespasser, the spirit of a trespasser. Come on, somebody didn't care about, amen, responsibilities no more. Come on, friend of mine. Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you don't understand about trespasser, then you really can't understand how valuable the treasure is when you discover the treasure. Hallelujah, God. Come on, friend of mine. You didn't discover the real treasure being the king's treasurer. You were a trespasser. Come on, somebody. Throw your hands up and admit it. Say, God, it was a treasure. Go ahead, somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody talk in tongues a little while. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Oh, praise the Lord. So what, the clothes that you wear? So what, amen, the house that you live in? So what, amen, the job that you don't have? Come on, friend of mine. It's the trespasser that found the treasure. It was the trespasser that was going through the field.
I said it was a trespasser. Come on, somebody, put your crayons away and lift up your hands. Oh, praise the Lord, and get to walking through the field. Nobody finds nothing walking through a field looking like this. That ain't a trespasser attitude. He was walking through the field watching the top of his Nikes. Like some of you came through the door. This isn't Wall Street. This isn't a Wall Street church. This is not a Madison Avenue church. Come on, this is not a, amen, Morgan Stanley, hallelujah, amen, CoinDesk or Coinbase church. This is just real people. No place to come on with airs. Oh, praise the Lord. Every one of us has mess going on. Amen. We don't want nobody else to know. But the man is a trespasser. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You think that, amen, amen. It could have been anybody. How many people passed by that thing and they didn't value it? They didn't see it for what it was. Thank God that God put a calculator on the inside of him that said, my God, this is treasure. This is treasure. Listen to me. See, what makes a treasure is the marketplace that you trade in. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Sit down. Get ready to jump back up. Take another swig of Geritol. Hallelujah, God. Hear me now. In Jesus' name, there it is. You see, that treasure, amen. When you really realize you got treasure, are you listening to me? When you really realize that you found treasure, everybody wants to stretch out their good hand, don't they? But it's a hand that needs to be restored that needs to be stretched out. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? It didn't stretch out, didn't say stretch out your bad hand. He said just stretch out your hand. He assumed you had good sense to do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, when you treasure hunting, you better get right. Amen. Turn back on. Smile when you do it. You might be making folks mad. Amen. Blame it on me. Oh, hallelujah. By the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. See, the treasure was not there that's movable. The treasure was just there for anybody that had eyes open enough to discover it. My God, I'm glad I'm in a Pentecostal church. If you're in it, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. He was walking through the field. Amen. Head down. Look, I tell you what. We haven't seen it yet in America. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to bring a revival. And it's not, amen. Wait, hold on. Amen. It's not because, amen, somebody says, you know, I got some, you know, take your five and pray over your five. Amen. There's some stuff that's coming up. Amen. That's going to cause folks, amen, to lose their hope in their money, their bank accounts. Amen. All of their stuff. Oh, hallelujah. Because God, amen, is going to be glorified. Listen to me. Amen. I'm sick of pretty revivals. Amen. And when that comes, amen, I'm probably going to be sick of that. Amen. But hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, book of Acts, amen, if early chapters in the book of Acts was pretty terrible too. But that's why we're here, because, amen, it's going to cost us something. Come on, Fred DeMine. There are going to be people that walk through, that got their head down. You might as well understand you're getting first dibs on God's move. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't want to sit there like a bump on a dill pickle. Oh, hallelujah. When you could be discovering the treasure. Hallelujah. You better take it before somebody else gets it. Come on, you better take it before somebody else gets it. This treasure. Woo! This Jesus is the King of Kings. He's not Jehovah Jr. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of his government and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Come on, somebody, give him some praise. Come on, friend of mine, it's not Oxycontin, it's not your Quaaludes, it's not your, come on, it's not, amen, hallelujah, psychotropic drugs that you need. We need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that's going to give us peace that passes all understanding. Lift up your hands just a little bit more in the name of the Lord. You don't have to be embarrassed about your Jack Daniels. Come on, your Jamaican rum. Kata kata. You don't know who in this place, amen, found the treasure because, amen, they had something that was hidden up under their car seat or that was tied to the radiator to cool it off. Come on, friend of mine. He kata kata. Now, they're not that they way now, but they're skipping and jumping and dancing, not because they took some Pentecostal lessons at a camp meeting somewhere. Oh, praise the Lord. Something in the name of Jesus says, I got this, but I don't deserve this. He kata kata kata. Woo! Go ahead, mama. Go ahead and dance. Do whatever you want to do. He kata kata. In the name. Hey, go ahead and cry, son. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ. He kata. In the least moment. When the least moment, he expected a treasure. He never expected treasure. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm watching the ceiling. I want to know who you are. Hallelujah. I'm going to the meeting. Hallelujah. So it's when you hit the door. Hey, praise the Lord. I don't even know how to go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can't get much worse. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Look, listen to me. I've been around a long time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we live in a very real world. And we're a very real world, hallelujah, man, that needs to find out that there really is something. Because there's a generation that's told that all this is fake and all this is nothingness. Amen. There's a church lady that's running around on Saturday night. Amen. Don't act like you don't know who I'm talking about. Amen. Saying that people like you are crazy and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what the church lady's saying on Saturday night. I'm saying in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Whether it's Saturday night or Sunday morning, we're going to Holy Ghost all over it. We're going to preach the name of Jesus all over it. We're going to shout, oh, praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you in Jesus' name, because there's always going to be somebody that finds the treasure and treasures the treasure for being the treasure. Go ahead and sit down. I'm just have to break the rules tonight and just get you out by third shift. Thank you, Lord. He didn't just go sell all his good stuff. Come on, look me right in the eyeballs right now. He didn't just go sell his good stuff. Are you listening to me? Come on, try. Right here. All four eyes right here. Amen. He didn't just sell us good stuff. He sold all that he had. He didn't just sell the stuff that he thought had value. He sold everything that had value and everything that didn't have value. See, you don't know how deep things got to go, amen, in your spirit to get what you really want. We always valuing things like we value it. Oh, praise the Lord. But in obedience, amen, and servitude goes into places where you don't understand it goes. So there are people that live limited lives because they're selling out, never gets deep enough. Amen. Don't think, amen, that you're the only one. Amen. I've had this more than the law allows, and I still fight some things. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this would be a good time Amen. When the man realized that everything that he was looking for, everything for the rest of his life. Oh, come on now. Don't give me that frozen look. Oh, praise the Lord. All those investments you haven't told nobody about. All those things you're saying, my, I hope this hits it right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the Lord. See, amen, there are no ifs with God. He put it there, how he put it. Oh, praise the Lord. How is God doing this in a weed yard? Because, amen, he's after weeds. You know we have a church, man. Somebody says, we after weeds. That man just called me a weed, and I like it. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all laugh a little bit. Your face won't crack. Thank you, Jesus. The field is the world, right? Oh, praise the Lord. You can take this all kinds of ways. He said the kingdom is like this. The kingdom is like this. See, if it hadn't been weeds, you weren't there when I had 8-inch blowout hair. Well, I woke some of y'all up. You weren't there when I first walked up into a parking lot like this with Bermuda shorts on with the big squares. Some of y'all's grandpas got hit back in the closet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, big squares. Mm-hmm. Those Bermuda shorts showing all those camel knees and all those wrinkles and all that. That's males and females. Mm-hmm. Don't cover your face. I know you're laughing at me. Now I'm going to preach right at you. Woo, Jesus. Had that baller shirt on, man, walking up there on that place. Thank you, Jesus, showing that one hair on my chest. Man, there's people all over Alaska laughing about that. Hallelujah. One hair on his chest. Man, after so many years, I ought to put curlers on it. Make sure. Maybe some hairspray. If you see any missing from the room, that's what happened. Shh. That lady's going to be waking up 2 o'clock in the morning. You believe he said that? Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go a little further. See, the kingdom of heaven, see, he's got to break down some things, amen, for us to be able to understand it. There would be a whole different response to every one of us, including me, holding the microphone, if somehow it could get down as deep as what it really is. About the treasure. See, it is possible to be religious and not released. It's possible. I say it is possible to be religious and not released. Now you think about that. At every level, it's got a place of consolidation. And once it reaches that level, it's hard for it to go deeper. It's got to be something that just comes in, slams. Amen. Happens to the best of us. Hallelujah. In the name, look, hallelujah. You go back, amen. All right. I want to see God bless America right now. Okay, some of y'all going to peg me in. Amen. But think about it. Every one of the signers, amen, either lost their lives, lost their farms, lost their families. Maybe you don't know it because of the erasures that have been done in history that these kids, unless their daddies are telling them, amen, they don't know nothing about what I just said. And there are many other things that could tell you, amen, that is erased out of the history. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, but it's no different than the apostles. Every one of them, had attempts on their life for 11 of them the attempts were successful. For the last one, the attempt was not successful. We'll talk about him later on in the meeting. See, the truth of the matter is, amen, selling out, oh, praise the Lord, I said selling out is the cure to every issue and every problem. And the fact of the matter is, you nor I have 20 years further to get this done. 20 years into the future is not like 20 years into the past. And that's being generous into the future. Lift up your hands. Let's talk to the Lord. Come on, let your voice out. Come on, somebody, the name of Jesus. Come on, son. Come on, everybody on the back row. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody in the middle. Come on, somebody. God, right now, God, give us a vision of the field. Give us a vision of the value. You can't sell this at a garage sale. Come on, somebody. You look at things different at a garage sale than you do at a gold exchange. Come on, in the name of the... Come on, you forget about what your neighbor is, amen, when you're considering whether you're going to dance or whether you're going to fall on your face or whether you're going to lift up your head. Come on, young person, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord God. Come on, people, there's a reason when you see people, amen, drying up and getting cold. It's because, in the name of Jesus, they have changed, amen, they've gone from one exchange to another. Exchange. They've gone from the gold exchange to the garage sale. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the first step of backsliding is when you start losing your joy. And he said, with joy, he went, with joy, he made a decision. With joy, he wasn't debating whether or not, amen, he was going to sell it or not. I said, with joy. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You wouldn't give your pastor those issues if you would look at it with joy. 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 Come on, friend of mine. You're counting the cost in the name of Jesus Christ according to a man. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. There might be angels watching to see how you respond in the field. There might be helpers that are saying, I sure hope he makes it. I sure hope he decides to sell. Come on, some. Hey, come on. You don't know who might have been healed in that man's family. You don't know what kind of things might have been healed in his body. Come on. Is there anything too hard for God? The hardness is not with God. The hardness is whether or not you want to sell. Do you want to sell? Do you see the treasure and it's still hid to you? Lift up your hands. Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm not immune. I got to reevaluate. Come on. He koto sangataya. Come on. You can't go to Forex and find out how much this is worth. Oh, praise the Lord. From minute to minute, it changes its value. Come on, friend of mine. Come on. You can't go to the New York Stock Exchange and find out how much this is worth. It's worth what it's worth. It's worth what it's worth. It's worth what it's worth. Come on. Just because you sold what somebody else sold, amen, doesn't mean that you sold out. Come on, a woman with a mite sold out more than men that had a lot of money. Lift up your hands. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Don't wait till the preacher, amen, calls an altar call. You have an altar call right now where you are. The church is not the building. The church is the building. Somebody else can re-landscape your building, but you've got to re-landscape your heart. Lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. Maybe a little less pride, you might see yourself as a transgressor. Maybe then the treasure wouldn't be disguised to you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. I command that wound to be healed right now. Right now. God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, the treasure is in the field. What's recorded in the book is because of what one man did. Oh, praise the Lord. What if you would sell out? You don't know what God would do with that. Come on, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord. Come on, what's coming to your mind is coming to my mind. What we have right now, 2,000 years later, comes because of 12 men selling out. I sell out laws, I keep my car. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, there are people that sold out in the medieval ages that didn't even have the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have the truth. Come on, somebody right there. Come on, that's right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Got to sell out now. Come on, there was no choir in the field, no keyboardist in the field. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. There wasn't even a preacher in the field. What he went in with. It doesn't take a whole lot if you just go into the field with a heart that can see. Have you sold out your grandchildren because you haven't sold out? Come on. Come on, somebody. Don't wipe those tears, girl. Put them in. He got that amonka. Can't nobody make you come to the altar. They move your body to the altar, but you got to move your own heart to the altar. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. I'm not asking you to come to the altar. You do what you need to do. I can multitask. The treasure. Come on, young man. I found out the treasure won't move for me. I got to move towards the treasure. What's your problem? Come on, friend of mine. There's a whole lot of things in this world that's telling you the value of what you have. When you sell out, there's no more two worlds. Come on, somebody. Do you really want to be that far from heaven? Do you really want to be that far? Do you really want to be that far? We don't even know the man's name. Because that man, you can put anybody's name in there that sees the treasure for what it is. My God, there's a move of the Holy Ghost here. He kata 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 sakata. He tada bakata kata kata. He tada bakata kata. Come on, I got this microphone for necessity state. Amen. But I really, amen, trying to put myself in the altar. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. This is the answer. Come on. You know what? This cell is going to come to an end. Hallelujah. Come on. We're going to reach the end of our line right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I'm sick and tired of the same old, same old. I want God.